Exploratory drilling at two Southeast Alaska mines can go forward in roadless areas of the Tongass National Forest. U.S. Forest Service Chief Tom Tidwell yesterday approved up to three drilling sites at the Greens Creek mine within the Admiralty Island National Monument. Tidwell has allowed eight drilling projects at the Niblack on Prince of Wales Island. Drilling at each mine site will total less than an acre. Helicopters will move equipment to and from the sites. Alaska Regional Forester Beth Pendleton says no roads will be built and reclamation will follow drilling operations.
They would be permitted then to go in and actually construct the drilling pad sites and then proceed with the geotechnical and exploration drilling at those sites.
Greens Creek is owned by Idaho-based Hecla Mining Company. Niblack is a mineral prospect being developed by Heatherdale Resources based in Vancouver, British Columbia. Drilling will help determine the extent and makeup of the mineral deposits. Pendleton says both will create new mining jobs in Southeast. Greens Creek and Niblack were part of a recent federal court agreement listing mine, hydropower, and other projects that would be allowed in roadless areas of the Tongass. An earlier court decision imposed the nationwide roadless rule in Alaska after years of exemptions. The state of Alaska in June appealed the ruling. A group of Southeast organizations and businesses say they will prohibit renewable energy, mining, and timber projects. The group plans to file on Friday as interveners in the state's legal challenge. But conservation groups say the drilling project approval indicates the flexibility of the roadless rule. Buck Lindekugel is an attorney with the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council.
If you read the rule does not prohibit mining in roadless areas. It does not prohibit renewable energy development. And the court made that very clear when it issued its proposed order. And the reason we listed the projects in that proposed order was to clarify the flexibility in the rule.
SEAC and the Forest Service helped negotiate the list approved in May by U.S. District Court Judge John Sedgwick. The order states that development is not limited to the specified projects. Lindekugel calls the intervener's argument a lot of scare tactics. The group includes the Juneau Chamber of Commerce, mining associations, and several energy and shipping companies. The Forest Service earlier this month approved tree clearing for two other Southeast exploration projects, Wawatski Island, south of Petersburg, and Bokan Mountain on Prince of Wales Island.